Hello, everybody. I do that because my wife hates that. She did give me criticism the other day. She said, play your intro music longer. And the first thing I could think of was that just means you get to hear me less. I love that golden bell. I didn't want to be Rush Limbaugh. But I always liked his golden mic because the man deserved it. You know, he worked since he was a teenager in high school on radio stations to where he was making, I don't know, at least $25 million a year to be on the radio. Which reminds me, I bet a guy at AT&T, Todd, you know who you are, that Rush Limbaugh was the most listened to radio person in the world. And we bet $50 and I proved it and I was never paid. I don't forget. But anyway, there is so much in the news right now. I mean, I don't know if I'm more angry than I am scared. And what I'm talking about right now is the drones. Now, those of you who know me, I got into the drone stuff right away. As soon as DJI started making drones, I was buying them. I probably bought 5. I love them. They're fun to fly. I'm very much into photography, pretty much nature photography. My personal friends think it's nude, but no, it's nature. I love catching animals in their natural habitats. And I love the beauty of flowers and flowering trees, beautiful sunsets. Everything that technically God created in nature is just beautiful. If you look up, I think it's Tomcat Photography on Facebook, you'll actually see even winter scenes. Now, I'll be honest with you. I hate winter. Again, it reminds me of the day I questioned my father. You know, when you had the chance, because now he was a snowbird. He lived half the time in Naples, Florida, and the other half in Frankfort, Michigan. So I'd say, Dad, if you like Florida so much, why didn't you just move down there and then have us kids? Because I'd so much rather be a Floridian than a Michigander. But he told me because being on the Livonia Fire Department and a great job that he had, he really couldn't leave. And it did. It provided for our family. We all went to private schools. We never went hungry. My mom was crazy at Christmas. I can remember more than once my mom and dad arguing over the credit card bills because my mom went all out on Christmas. I have to say the same thing about my ex-wife, Julie. Does the same thing. Always did when we were married, and I'm pretty sure she does now that she's single. But she spares no expense at Christmas time to buy very generous presents. Me, on the other hand, I just give the wives X amount of dollars, tell them to go buy the presents. And as my kids will attest, on Christmas morning, I am as surprised as they are what they got. I remember one Christmas, Princess gave all my kids like these emergency kits for their cars. They were awesome. And I'm thinking, you know, I hope I get one. And I didn't. And I told her later, I said, why don't you buy me one? She goes, well, they're just for the kids. And I said, those things were great. I mean, they had all sorts of neat stuff in them. I mean, everything you could use for an emergency was in those kits. I'm sure my kids still have them. But anyway, they're beautiful. All right. right now, my wife would be saying, squirrel. Oh my gosh. I should have hit this button. Anyway, yeah, she'll often discuss how I'm easily distracted. Okay, let's get back to the drones. Now, I wasn't going to do a podcast on my own. I really do want to do another podcast with the lovely Mana. People are so excited. I'm going to do a squirrel moment again. Mana just finished her first semester of what I like to say real college. She got 105%, which I still don't understand how that's possible, but whatever. But this girl, I'm going to give you a little probably TMI, but a few years ago, she applied or saw an ad where the Belleville High School needed a music teacher. And now I didn't take music classes in school, but I'm not hesitant to say that Mana is one of the best music teachers I've ever had the pleasure of listening to. Now, during music lessons in our home, I'm sent into this room where my podcast is done, and I'm told to don't come out. That's no kidding. I'm like ostracized to this room. But I can still hear her in the other room giving her lessons. And she gives lessons to a multitude of people and multitudes of ranges, boys and girls, as young as, I don't know, 5, up to adults. She teaches both music and voice lessons. But to hear her and her students laughing and giggling and just having a great old time, you know, and as they learn, I think that's the other thing. And I think I've told her that I don't know the students like she knows them, but when they say hi as they come in and then they start playing, I sit in this room and I see their progress. And it's really, amazing to me. People who could barely, play FACE are now doing Christmas tunes in my home and playing so well. I've even heard this one child's mother applaud for as good as she played. But it's nice to see their progress. But anyway, so she applies to the Belleville High School. It's like her technically a dream job for her. She's pretty much accepted. She has to submit her transcripts, which she does, and then she's denied. Sadly, or whatever way you want to look at it, Mana attended a 4-year college, got her bachelor's in teaching. She's a certified teacher, but only certified in religious schools because she went to a non-accredited college. Her classes were just as difficult. She learned just as well. And for 25 plus years or so, she's going to tell me, you screwed that up, but whatever. She's been a superior teacher. I think she won like Teacher of the Year almost every year at her school. And I think I've mentioned this before, but the contact she has with students from 20 years ago that, you know, want to stay in touch with her because she was their favorite teacher and she changed so many lives. Well, she could do the same thing here in Belleville. She can be the best music teacher these kids ever had, but they won't accept her college transcripts. So Mana recently found out that it's easy, or fairly easy, to get certified as a teacher for the state of Michigan if she takes X amount of classes at an accredited school. So she's doing that now. She just finished her first semester. She's an A student, which, if you know Mana, she doesn't give up on anything. She puts 100% effort into everything she does, and that goes for her teaching. And she does the same thing. She showed me this little graph at her that her progress and how many hours she spent studying online, and she just dwarfs her class. And she finished number one in her class, as a matter of fact. I guess the other students, all their grades are comparison online. You can see it. I don't think they have the names, but like student A, B, C, D, E. And Mana, of course, is the top of her class. And she's very proud of that, and she should be. And I'm very proud of her. All right, enough of that. Okay, so the drones. My gosh. So this morning, I'm doing some research. I want to check into the progress of finding out where these drones are coming from. And I swear, I find a news article from 2023 talking about multiple drones in formation flying over Langley Air Force Base. And I was shocked. I went, what? I think I was shocked for two reasons. One, I never heard the story. So these drones spying in the United States has been going on for well over a year. And two, why didn't our military do anything when they were flying over the Air Force Base? Now, let me go back and fill you in on just how treasonous the Biden administration is to the United States. They let a spy balloon come across the Arctic Ocean, across Alaska. Now, what got me, Canada allowed it too. Came through Canada, went all over the United States, studying all our military places or locations, and then let it fly to the eastern part of the United States and then shot it down over the ocean with the BS excuse that they didn't want to harm any civilians. Now listen, especially you Democrats, because you're dumb as rocks. That was intentional. The Biden administration is owned by China. It's funny how much money the Chinese government has given to the Biden family. All right. So what does the Biden family do? They let this drone, or excuse me, hot air balloon, go across the United States and spy on us. Now, that alone should have had that man stood up before a firing squad and shot. This entire administration is losers, total losers. Everyone he's put in office, losers, especially the attorney general. What a criminal. You Democrats, you're idiots. You vote for, I say it often, you vote for dog catcher as a Democrat. You're an idiot. Anyone with a D next to her name, dummy. All right? Democrats are just dumb idiots. Why? Because they don't follow the Constitution. They don't understand that the United States was founded on Christian principles. All right? This is a Christian nation. All right? And that pisses off Democrats. Well, that's good, because Satan runs your life. The Democrat Party, the party of abortion. You try to take abortion away, the Democrats go crazy. They have to kill babies. All right? So just voting for any Democrat, you're a baby killer, you're anti-constitutional, you hate God, you hate your country. You're idiots. All right, back to the drones. All right, so now we got these drones spying on America. He let the hot air balloon spy on America. He's letting these drones spy on America. And what do these idiots in our government say? Oh, well, we don't think that's anything to worry about. Are you that stupid? And the answer is yes, they are that stupid. Democrats are stupid, naturally stupid people, and they're letting these drones come into the United States on purpose. Okay, so let's take a step back. Maybe they're not military drones. Maybe they're civilians. Civilians running drones as big as a school bus, all right? Which I say BS to that. But, okay, why aren't they shooting them down? Why aren't they getting them out of the sky? I've seen people arrested by our government for flying drones, like the iFly, photographic drones, over beautiful areas like the Grand Canyon. What these idiots do in our government, they study people's pictures and they find out if they've done any drone photography over national landmarks that are prohibited from drone flying. And then they go arrest the people and charge them. All right? Don't you idiots have better things to do? Now that we have what's possibly foreign entities, some say Iran, I believe it's more so China, spying on us with drones, what is our government doing? Nothing. They're doing nothing. They're letting it happen. I think as every American, right now you should be very fearful. All right? Similar to what I said about multiple times, China invading Taiwan, they'll have to do it in the Biden administration because Trump's not going to allow it. All right? So right now, if they're planning on invading the United States, and that's what all the spying's doing, or they're about to send ballistic missiles all over our nation and destroy all our critical infrastructure, in which Biden has allowed them to photograph, They're going to have to do it in the next 30 or 40 days because President Trump is coming back and he's going to save America from the Democrat Party. And you Democrats that voted for him, let me say it again. You're morons. You're idiots. You're anti-American. All right. So sure, some of you woke up in the last 4 years. How'd you wake up? Oh, no, you still elected the idiots that we have. But once you found out that Democrat policies destroy our nation, and let me make it simple again, a simple economics lesson for you morons. The United States runs on oil, all right? So if you cut off the oil, you cut off the productivity of the United States, all right? So now that we don't have oil production, oil prices shot up from $1.78 up to $4 a gallon. Prices all across the United States had to rise with it because companies had to pay more to have their items shipped to them. Shippers had to pay more for their fuel prices. And now, where are we sending our money to get oil? To the nations like Iran that hate us. And what did Joe Biden do that Trump stopped? Trump stopped Iran from exporting oil. Joe Biden allowed him to do it, and now Iran is rich again. And what are they doing with all their money? They're attacking the United States. They're attacking Israel. They're trying to take down both our nations with the money that they're getting from oil. But still, let me remind you, it's nothing like the $400 million that the insane criminal, Barack Insane Obama, sent them cash to our nation's number one enemy, Iran. Barack Obama sent them $400 million cash and got away with it. Why? Because the Democrats don't care about what hurts our nation. They have our Department of Justice full of communists like themselves. So there's not going to be any prosecutions. Now, what I'm a little pissed about, after Obama comes Trump. Does he do anything about it? No. And then I'm still pissed about Trump with COVID. Now let's get, okay, hate to do a transition, but we're going to transition from scaring the crap out of you about what are these drones doing to COVID. Now, from day one, I'm on the air, or I'm on Facebook, I'm on all my social media, trying to tell you people that COVID is real, but this response to COVID is a hoax, all right? All these responses are a hoax. The 6 foot staying away from people, I told you was a hoax. Wearing masks, I told you was a hoax. But Dr. Fauci, right away, he says, oh no, the masks don't prevent anything. People forget that. That's what he said. The guy that you Democrats looked at as some little midget god told people immediately that wearing masks isn't going to stop this virus, all right? Fauci lied in so many ways. By the way, Dr. Fauci, second to Hitler. Dr. Fauci helped this virus be formulated in China. He skirted American law. American, now listen along, Democrats, you're pretty slow and stupid. Gain of function research, where you modify existing germs and viruses, is illegal in the United States for one reason. Someone was smart enough to understand that if you mess up on creating a killer virus, you might wipe out the United States. Oh, wait a minute. What was COVID? COVID was a genetically modified virus in a Wuhan lab in China, set free and killed millions. Now, I don't want to be too hypocritical because, first of all, I don't believe the virus numbers were real. That, to me, was part of the hoax. Don't forget, Democrats, a guy in Macomb County, Michigan, died in a motorcycle accident. Splat! Now, I'm a motorcycle rider. Not trying to make too much fun of it, but the reason I'm making fun of it now, what did his death certificate say? He died of COVID. How in the hell did he die of COVID riding on a motorcycle? Now, anytime, and again, the great Rush Limbaugh, follow the money. The government was paying hospitals, I believe, $3,000 every time someone died of COVID. All right? $3,000. So what does that do, morons? that incentivizes people to say things are COVID. Now, again, part of the hoax. Try to tell my medical professionals and my family. How is COVID suddenly the cure for heart attacks and cancer? Now, people say, what do you mean the cure? If you pay attention, during the COVID hoax, cancer deaths were no longer being reported. Heart attacks, no longer reported. What did they change them to? COVID. So cancer and heart attacks dropped by over 40% in the United States. Did they really drop? No, morons. People were getting $3,000 if they wrote COVID instead of heart attack or cancer. So many of the quoted reported deaths, and I'm going to say probably 80% of them, were people who were going to die from something other than COVID, but we're going to make it COVID. And why are we going to do this? We want to see if the sheeples in the United States will fall for the hoax, wear these masks of submission, stay 6 feet apart, take a virus vaccination that will probably kill them and their children. And what did you guys do? Because trust me, I never took that stupid-ass vaccine. All right? Never did. I wouldn't fall for it. Matter of fact, you want to look up the creator of the mRNA technology. I'm drawing a blank. I think it starts with an M. But this doctor said it should be criminal to give it to anyone under the age of 18. And when he heard he was going to now be forced on infants, I think he got banned on everything, trying to stop it, trying to save people from destroying their families. And let me tell you, I had a grandson, day of his second booster, in ICU. All right? Heart issues. Intensive care. And I warned his mother, medical professional, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't give your kids this killer vaccine. She did it anyway. She almost lost her child. All right? But didn't listen. Made fun of me for calling the COVID response a hoax. So what comes out this week? A congressional report backing up almost everything I just told you. That the masks are a hoax. Social distancing, something Fauci just made up. What's wrong with you people? Can't you think? I always tell people, thinking is nothing to be scared of. It doesn't hurt. Democrats, you ought to try it. Rush Limbaugh was very good for me pointing out that as Democrats, you do not think, you feel. You have feelings, warm, fuzzy little feelings. And those little warm, fuzzy little feelings show you how to vote and how to act in public. Where conservatives think. We look at issues and we think through them. And if you would just start following the money, what'd they say, 25 or 30 new billionaires in the medical field with the COVID vaccines. How'd that happen? And guess what? Trump, even though he was an idiot to bring Fauci to prominence, was right about the cures. Ivermectin, a cure. All right? Hydroxycillin or whatever it was. And I don't know if we can actually say a cure, but preventative measures and also when taken, when having the virus, reduces the time of the virus's effect. All right? What did the Democrat communist media do? Played it down. Made Trump look to be a fool. And now we know those were the cures. But what are you going to take? You're going to take something that's 30 cents a dose? Or are you going to take this thing the government's going to charge $3,000 to every hospital for each dose? Follow the money. Don't be idiots. Follow the money. COVID was a hoax. Our governor in Michigan. Okay, let me go back. How would I know the response was a hoax? It was easy in Michigan. This idiot, Democrat, communist governor says, hey, because of COVID, you can go out in your kayaks, but don't use your motorboat. No. Can't use your motorboats. Just use non-engine, non-gasoline. That'll help stop the spread of COVID. And guess what? Democrats, you fell for that crap. And immediately I'm trying to tell y'all, hey, do you realize how stupid that is? What she just said is beyond stupid. It goes right up with the grocery aisle. You can go this way, but you can't go that way. What the hell? Or the governor stopped, you couldn't paint your house. You couldn't get stuff for painting in your home because that would spread COVID. What? And you guys fell for this. That's how I look at Democrats. Bunch of sheep. By the way, I told you early, day one or day two of the COVID hoax, that there was a 1940 or 44, somewhere in that time frame, government study on the effectiveness of masks, wearing masks. And guess what they said in 1944? Doesn't do anything to stop the virus spread. All right? Nothing. Nothing. That was in 1944. That's why we're not Japan and China walking around with people wearing masks all the time. Up till COVID. And then you sheep. You Democrats, you fell for the hoax. You guys, you all ought to have nose rings so we can tie little chains to you and lead you around like little farm animals and have you follow us around. That's how stupid you are. I mean, you're idiots. You fell for this crap. I tried to tell people, now if you know me personally, math is my forte. Okay, I retired from AT&T, computer science, you know. I just love computers, electrical engineering in my background. I love math, anything to do with math. I've loved math my entire life. So I do some study, which I do. I'm a military-trained investigator, all right? So I do some studying on this virus. I find out that it's 0.25 microns. Now, Democrats, that means it's really small, okay? It's little, like your brains, really dinky, all right? Okay, so it's 0.25 microns. Now, the N95 mask, the superior mask of submission, the one that I can hardly breathe on because I have asthma put on my face. I can hardly breathe with these things on. What does it stop? It stops 5 microns. Democrats, 5 microns, really small, like your brains, little, all right? But 0.25? Oh, my gosh. 0.25 compared to 5? Ooh, really, really, really small. So I knew I had to make it simple for the moron Democrats where I work. So here's what I told them, because they like pretty pictures. They can't think. So I tried to give them a picture in their mind. I said, Democrats, as I made fun of everyone wearing a mask, along with me, because my work forced us to wear the mask of submission. But I wasn't ever going to submit mentally. And I told everyone every day, you're idiots. We're idiots. Fallen. We're run by idiots. Our administration. We work in a hospital run by, quote, medical professionals who are morons. All right? That's what we do. What'd they say? So here's the picture I painted. Real simple. I said, Democrats, wearing this mask to stop COVID is the same as telling your neighbors that I put up that new chain link fence in the backyard. No more mosquitoes. That's going to stop the mosquitoes. Now, does that paint the picture for you, little pea brains? The virus goes right in and out of that mask like it's nothing. How many of you at work, or how many of you across the United States? I don't know. Hopefully, sometimes this podcast will be worldwide. So how many of you idiots that wore these masks thinking, this is the difference between you and me, Democrats, you thought you were helping. You thought you were protecting yourself. I knew I was being submitted to by a communist regime in the United States wearing this mask. You all thought you were saving the planet, all right? How many of you got COVID? Huh? Wearing that super duper mask. How many of you got COVID? Yeah, most of you listening. You wore the mask. And I still remember. And we've all seen it. The person driving. There's two things that got me. Someone driving in their car wearing a mask. And then I have to admit, Mana, one day, we used to do rideshare. And Mana said, well, how do you know they don't have a passenger in the back seat that we can't see? Okay, that's possible. But okay, explain this. How many of you, like I love to go into parks and do photography. And fortunately, I live in an area with great park systems. How many of you went out to parks and saw people wearing the mask of submission? I did multiple times. And more than once, I have to admit, when I saw people outdoors wearing a mask, I pointed at them and I laughed. Not quite like that, but I did laugh. So anyway, I guess that's my rant for today. We now know through the Congress that COVID response was a hoax, which I knew on day one. We knew it came from the Wuhan lab, which, by the way, Dr. Fauci supported. He did it very trickily. Oh, yeah, he tried to hide the way he funded the money to the Chinese Wuhan lab, but he got them money to do gain of research. Now, guess what this communist president we have right now, this piece of crap called Joe Mushbrains Biden. I guarantee you before he leaves, he's going to pull one like he did on Hunter. He's going to say, I'm pardoning Dr. Fauci for anything he might have done that was criminal that he might get prosecuted for. Because you can bet your butt, Congress in 2025, if he doesn't get pardoned, better go after this piece of crap. Like I said, second to Hitler. I don't know how many people actually died from COVID who really did die from COVID. Not heart attacks, not old age, not dementia, blah, blah, blah. COVID, you can thank Dr. Fauci, the good Democrat doctor. Thank him for killing all these people. The guy is a criminal, all right? He's a mass killer, Democrats. Wake up. Oh, my God. I just can't believe that people in the United States are this stupid. I really can't. You guys, I mean, how do you get this stupid? You do it willingly. Willingly, all right? You're willing morons. I don't understand. You love to be lied to. I don't ever understand that. But anyway, y'all have a great day. I wish you a Merry Christmas. It's coming soon. And, you know, until we meet again, you know, God bless you all. Read your Bible. It can change your life. And quit voting for Democrats. From dog catcher to president, never press the D lever. They're all liars. They're all communists. They're all trying to harm the United States. Have a great rest of your life.